John Braccio from the Regional Psychological Centers. One time, Brittany, I want to hear John say, "What do you want, Tony?" I want to say, hear him angry or a little upset, but that never happens.
Well, I must say, on a day like this, hard to not be in a good mood. And yesterday, being in Grand Haven for the fireworks, and I guess Brittany was there too, so that's a good place to be. And it's a beautiful morning, and come on, Tony, who wouldn't be glad to be alive and enjoying Michigan this time of year?
Dr. John, when's the last time you were angry?
Well, it's been a little while ago, probably many years ago, when Michigan State lost to Michigan in football when we had a rivalry, but that's a long time ago.
Now, why'd that make you mad?
Well, when we lost that game, I didn't like that. It's something, like I say, when Michigan used to be a rivalry, that was probably what made me mad, because I like to beat Michigan in football, so it's been fun lately.
Yes, it has. I want to ask you about true and false friends. When we decided to talk about this, it reminded me of a friend that I had. He was probably my closest friend, and this was about, I'd say about 11 years ago. But this guy was a really good friend, and I found out that not only was he trying to sabotage a relationship that I had, but he also just wasn't a good friend, saying bad things about me. And I ended the friendship because I thought this was one guy who couldn't be rehabilitated, if you will. And I gave my heart and soul into that relationship without sounding like a guy dork. But I was really disappointed with how that turned out, and I just cut it off and nipped it at the bud. True and false friends are definitely things we deal with.
Well, I think, Tony, you did the right thing. If you really don't feel good in a relationship and you don't feel that it's helping you, then that's something to get out of. And really, when you think about it, you know, keeping promises, confidentiality, being tuned into your feelings, not lying, those are critical to a friendship. And if they're not there, then that's not a friendship. And if you're sharing with someone and the person is misusing that information, that's a good person to get away from. And if we're with people, if we keep maintaining relationships with people that are really dishonorable and are not good for us, that's really a symbol of low self-esteem, and self-esteem will keep going down if we allow others to take advantage of us and not be good to us.
We're turning this into the Tony Conley half hour. John, well, my mom had issues with this. She dated a lot of guys and married a couple of them, a few of them, if you will, who really did not. She worked so hard to make them happy, keep them happy. They had everything that they wanted and needed. They took advantage of her. And I watched this, and I remember being a kid and a young adult thinking, I wish I could do something, but I couldn't. Her self-esteem was at the point that she allowed herself to deal with a lot of negatives in her relationships.
Well, you're doing something right now. When you mention somebody you loved and cared for that was hurt, taken advantage of, and other people hear that, and they then are in similar situations, then they can just try to give advice, try to be helpful. But unfortunately, when someone is in that giving mode and just can't quite find their own needs in the as thyself and love thy neighbor, you know, they just focus on the other person, then it's very difficult for that person and the people that are around them. And we just have to make sure we don't allow it to happen to us. And we do try to be helpful to the person, which I'm sure you did, but some people get so into looking after others, being a caretaker, doing everything for them, they not only lose themselves, but they teach the other person to be bad to them or not be fair to them. And that's sad and very common in human relationships.
How do we free ourselves from false friends?
Well, I think, first of all, we have to really realize we're valuable. And we have to realize that we deserve to be treated fairly. We have to realize that until we really love and care for ourselves, we can't have good relationships with other people. And if we realize that we're not feeling good or we're not feeling, you know, in a positive way in interacting with people, and we see them lying or being deceitful or not being good to us or trying to control us, we have to really shed ourselves of those people and get them away from us. And that's very difficult if the self-esteem is low. So we really have to be working at restructuring how we see ourselves as we say things. And part of it, the first step is just saying, I won't be taken advantage of. I'm not going to be a victim. I deserve good things. I deserve to be treated fairly. And start living it and start believing it. It's a long road, Tony, but if a person decides they're going to do it, they work at it in a strong way, and they try to surround themselves with some people that support them and are helpful to them, then they're getting on the road to success. It's not easy, by the way, but it can be done with work and effort.
Well, John, I got about 30 seconds, but folks have to be cautious about this because they want to make sure they don't end friendships over confusion or misinterpretation.
Well, that's true. I mean, you could also get to the point where you don't have a friend because you always see someone doing something you don't like. In a friendship, in any human interaction, you're going to be finding sometimes that we misinterpret things. Or a person may be less than perfect and do something we don't want them to do. But if we are too strict and too demanding in our friendship and what we expect of others, then we'll have no friends. So we have to be somewhat flexible, but we also have to expect that we be treated appropriately and fairly.
Dr. John Braccio from the Regional Psychological Services in East Lansing, thanks so much.
Always a pleasure.